guilt. I can be the perfect mother in a room full of strangers. Use the last of the salt for Plato. I can be Peter Pan. I can even be the mother goat who slices her kids free from the evil wolf's belly. But then I become the wolf. I wake with a gut full of boulders. Each step is hard work. My children's voices narrow to needles. Mine widens to a growl. When my son was born, the baby book said the sound of a mother's heart could be replaced with the ticking of a clock. I am guilty of teaching my son time, of teaching him there's not enough of it, that it runs out, or that it's too late. And he believes me, believed that ticking was my heart. Now this guilt appears when the sun has taken the day underground. I shouldn't yell at my children so much, shouldn't sculpt silence with such passion, imagine it like a tongue on my neck. I bargain them into adulthood for that silence, and then am haunted by the great rolling of all those days beneath me, a protest of how much I've let set with that sun.